Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, get a check.
Hello.
Annie.
Greetings.
Producer Dan.
Yo.
Hey, welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We bring a topic. Nobody else knows what the topic is. And then we discuss. And again, thank you for leaving reviews and sharing the podcast with your friends. And we can swear all we want to. That's the whole theme of the Unfiltered podcast. Unlike on the air today, where Myra dropped some foul language.
Which word did she say? Shit.
I feel like she kind of caught herself, but it was too close to like leave
like,
it.
That seems to be the one that gets everybody in trouble. Very
and
rarely
just,
does anybody say anything other than shit if they say it.
And just subconsciously, while she didn't know the question, she said damn and damn it like 14 times in a row.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Which
I
is
knew
like,
it was coming.
Yeah.
I could tell.
I thought you were
going to
say something like, whoa, simmer down.
When she said damn and damn it and damn like three times, I almost said to her, hey, that's as far as you can go.
Yeah. Like but, saying it once or twice, you could say that, but like 10 times, it's a little much.
All right, so Kennedy.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, it is Monday, so that means another version of
This or That!
Hey!
All right, so I have two things. Which one do you like, this one or that one? And there you go.
Okay.
All right, so first one, air drums or air guitar?
Air drums.
Definitely air drums.
I mean, I don't really, I guess air drums, just for in the air tonight.
Yeah.
I don't really play air anything that much, except for that one particular
like
moment.
Like air steering wheel. I love
I
the steering wheel
I do air steering
drums.
Wheel, is what I do,
And I love you, Min, when she's like, you were licking each other's air guitars. And he's like, there was a lot of guys licking each other's air guitars. That's me and you.
I also love air clap during Levitating from Dua Lipa.
Oh, well,
the
sure.
Air clap, yes. I like that one.
Yes,
too.
And the Friends
yes,
game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Desktop or laptop?
Laptop.
Laptop.
Yeah, laptop.
Oh my God, desktop all day.
Really,
I can't
desktop
stand
just
it.
Reminds me of work.
Yeah.
I just know where everything, it's easier for me to type on a keyboard. Typing on my laptop, like my hands are funny. It doesn't, I don't like it.
Oh.
I like this.
We don't own a desktop at home anymore.
Well, I don't either. I have to use it here, but I like better using it here than I like using my laptop at home. It's easier to edit everything.
My parents still have a desktop.
Do they?
A big Mac.
They got a modem, AOL CD, 53 hours.
It's a Big Mac.
Big hot.
It's a Big Mac.
Have you ever had a Big Mac yet?
Nope, still haven't.
On the to-do list. Mm.
I wonder if I'd even like it.
You would. It's tasty. That special sauce gets you. That's what it is.
Do you like Thousand Island dressing?
I guess.
Mm. Do you like mayonnaise-based things?
Nee.
Maybe you won't do.
I mean, you eat healthy. Is it going to change your world? No, but should you have one Big Mac in your life? Probably.
I will do that for you.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Paper. I guess.
Do you not grocery shop?
Plastic, probably. I don't care about the environment.
I like the paper ones. However, the plastic ones are good for picking up dog poop. Mm. So either one will do for me.
Mm. We bring our own bags when we grocery shop now.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have them in the back of my car, and half time I forget them.
I'm the guy that doesn't take my own bags, but then doesn't want to take a bag. So usually when I go to the grocery store, it's to pick up like four or five random items.
Sure.
Like a box of mushrooms and some milk. And so I am the guy.
Really? You can't spare a dime?
Hate.
No, I don't. So because I don't want to waste the bag, so I just carry my stuff in my hands like this.
But it isn't wasted. Eventually you're going to either recycle it or you're going to, you know,
but I just don't
want
to use it because I don't want it to have to go through that process. So I just carry out
paying
my five
10
items.
Cents.
It's not about the money. It's just about saving the extra
bag.
Or yeah.
And finally, free lunch or free dessert?
Free lunch. Dessert sucks.
Mm.
Hot takes. Dessert sucks.
I hate that you don't like sweet things.
It's
hate.
So,
so mad.
You don't eat Big Macs and desserts. You're going to live forever.
Mm.
That's why you have abs.
Why am I getting this free food? just because?
Just free lunch or free dessert?
Ah, free lunch.
See, you get too into it every time.
There has
to be a backstory. You just go with your gut.
But free lunch? I want to know why am I getting this free
food? Did we win a prize at work?
I know. What happened? How did I get this free lunch? Maybe I got free dessert after I paid for my lunch.
Free lunch, just because there's more of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
I say nothing in life is actually free.
Yeah.
So neither.
Oh. You can't pick that. If I can't ask questions, she can't pick neither.
It's different.
Is there a free beer option?
Is there a free beer option? No, not a. Well, maybe it would come with your lunch. Maybe dessert is. Maybe your dessert is beer.
Mm. Chocolate martini.
Right.
Oh. I
can't do it.
Nope. My friend ordered an adult iced coffee yesterday, and I.
Nope.
Pussies, get back on the horse.
Can't do it.
Can't.
You don't understand how many we drank, Dan.
You just don't understand. The amount of vomit that I woke up to is something I will never, my mom will never get out of her brain, and I will never get out of my brain.
That's I don't think I was right for days.
If I stopped drinking every alcohol that made me black out and puke, I'd never drink.
I know.
It wasn't that part. It was the next day. How bad I felt the next day. And that you could still taste it the next day.
You've got to jump back on the horse like within 72 hours.
I'm fine
otherwise,
with never having an espresso martini.
Right, or you won't be able to sniff
it. I'll live a happy life now.
I'll drink other kinds of martinis, but that was
dead to me. I had an event like that with Goldschlager, and I used to drink a lot of Goldschlager, and at one point it was so bad, and then I was like, I'm out, and I've never had it again. Ugh. I can't even smell it now.
No, it's just...
It is funny how you go through like streaks with shit, especially when you're younger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like my whole friend group drank like 100 proof Captain Morgan.
Isn't that crazy?
For like... a couple years.
Yeah.
And then one day we're like, do any of us even really like Captain Morgan that much? And everyone's like, no, not really. It's just what we've been getting.
Peer pressure.
We used to drink UV Blue all the time.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God. You're so lucky.
Well, you guys left a bottle of that shit vodka that's at my house. And I meant to leave it on the dining room table when you watched Elvis and said, take this shit home.
Sea ice.
It needs to get out of my house.
What the fuck is sea ice?
Damn. It's the cheapest vodka on the planet.
We were down the Cape, like the 15 of us or whatever.
What, did you make it in a bathtub?
Honestly, that's what it tastes like.
You can buy it at the Packy for like $2.50.
Yeah.
For
like a
5 gallon. The handle is $9.99. We were at the Cape, and I was the one in charge going into the Packy, and I came out, and I was like, ding, 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 ding. And I made everyone take a shot. Like,
we used to get handles of Rubinoff, and I was like, you shouldn't have that much liquor in a plastic bottle.
Rubinoff's not terrible. Like, sea ice is bad.
All you have to do is chase Rubinoff with cranberry juice, and it kills it immediately.
Pink lemonade Rubinoff is actually good.
I used to drink Malibu and pineapple juice. Remember that drink?
Malibu's
bomb. Yeah, but that was at least nice and delicious and a quality beverage and a quality alcohol. This is shit.
Tastes like suntan lotion to me now.
It tastes like sunscreen.
I'm like, why did I drink that?
Oh, I drink it all the time. It's so sweet and delicious.
Oh, yeah, I taste it now and I'm just like, ooh.
I know.
Yeah, Rubinoff and sea ice is like you're in the woods.
Yep.
Getting blackout drunk.
You're 16 years old trying to drink something. Ugh.
But we're bringing it back. 10 years later,
please take it out of my fucking house.
Okay, so this story is from the New York Times, and there's a question here, but it's just a wild story. This guy that wrote it, his name is Ben Cesario. What do you think Michael Jackson's name and likeness is worth after he died?
Name and likeness is
right.
Worth.
What do you think now that you're
so
in the business
of Michael?
So what does
that mean? His music included in that?
Yeah, his yeah.
Like his catalog?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's billions of dollars.
Right?
Has to be.
What do you think? Like,
$150 million?
I mean, like, yeah, like he and Prince and Elvis make more money than some alive
so
people.
So this has been a case in the courts since he died.
Okay.
Okay, and it was just settled this like a couple of weeks ago.
2009 he died?
Yes.
Yeah, is that because of who was fighting
he was 50
over who
years
owned
old.
It?
No. So the executors of his estate began shoring up. I guess his finances were really bad. They started to settle debts, striking new entertainment deals, merchandising.
But to make money for themselves.
It says one of the things they had a problem with was his tax bill with the IRS. It says the government and the estate held vastly different views. So the IRS thought they were worth about $161 million.
Okay.
The estate put it at $2,105.
Okay, well, that's stupid. The same thing happened to Prince, though, because they were saying that Prince, that the executor said, this is worth this much money, and they think it's worth like $1 billion more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The IRS can suck it.
So, the IRS...
I mean, that's suspect, but...
The IRS believed the estate had underpaid its tax obligation by just under $500 million, and they could owe an additional $200 million in penalties. They say at the peak of his career, it estimated his earnings at $48 million. So this tax case has been going back and forth. So they,
it's because the IRS is garbage.
The IRS said it was worth $500 million. The estate said it was $2,000.
Well, that's stupid. But
and then the estate came back and said, okay, maybe like $1.2 million. And then the IRS came back and said, yeah, how about like $400 million? So they settled. They finally, well, they ruled on. What do you think the courts said Michael Jackson's estate and his likeness and his name are worth?
I don't even know how you put a value on that.
I know, right?
It has to be over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest pop star.
And this is something everybody in the entertainment industry is watching because this is going to set the scale
right.
moving forward. So Michael Jackson, who obviously, you know.
It's just ridiculous. They come after dead people for their money.
It's gross.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know. $1 billion.
I was going to say like $100 million.
Right. I mean, I honestly, you could have said $1 billion, and I thought you were right. By the way, it was a 271-page ruling.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
And they said he is worth $4.2 million. That his name and likeness is worth $4.2 million.
So that's his name and likeness. That's not everything that comes along.
Yeah, that's not the black, like, thriller.
Right. That's not using his name to merchandise shit. That's just whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, then be thankful that... Oh, you know what this says? Make a will.
Yeah.
Make a will, y'all. If you have any money at all, make a will.
Yep.
The judge said, we make no particular judgment about what Jackson did is or alleged to have done, but we must decide how what he did and is alleged to have done affected the value of what he left behind. I just thought it was really interesting, really, to think about... It's got to be billions of dollars he's going to generate.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It's like what happens after. Who takes control of it and then what they do with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, will there be tours of Neverland one day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
right,
will there,
right,
right. you know, but all of these
Are
things.
Are they making a Michael Jackson hologram? They
all
put
of
that
these
on
things.
Tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. the music that continues to be sold
yeah.
and the royalties generated therein.
They
so, yeah.
sold. Mm-hmm. They're like they auction off his stuff, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think they did. I think there was a lot of that.
They just said
again, there was nobody who was.
Kim Kardashian just bought Janet Jackson's jacket from the If.
Well,
video
she did that herself
for $25,000. But I'm just saying, if I bet Michael Jackson has a million things.
Well, what's stuff. Yeah, and what's going to happen is this stuff is just going to get cycled around. So some label is going to buy it, and they're going to sell it to some, you know, investment firm.
Yep.
And then you know,
yep.
you're going to hear it in you know, all
right.
of that. It's just wild. It was only $4 million that they said he was
it's
worth.
Crazy.
And his death is stupid. Mm. All right, Annie, what you got?
I want to talk about the Bill Gates of it all a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because this story just really grosses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, Carson, obviously him
yeah,
and his...
Yeah, give a little context real quick, Kennedy, in case people don't know about the Bill and Melinda
so
Gates.
So a lot of things are coming out about Bill Gates and that he would ask women out who worked for him, that he dated someone within Microsoft for many years. People coming out saying that, yes, he asked me out on a date, but then said, if this bothers you, never mind.
Right.
So this sort of thing was happening while he was married and
yes.
before he was married, quite frankly. He was
right.
a little bit of a freaky freak.
Right. Which... I'm not shaming him for that,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you like to do in the bedroom, what is or whatever you like to do in the bedroom, we do not kink shame here.
Nope.
But the fact that just because he did so many good things, like him and Melinda starting the mm-hmm. foundation and donating millions and millions of dollars. I mean,
billions.
That's it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It really is incredible what they did. And that is what you should do as a wealthy person. You should mm-hmm. donate to these kinds of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that because he... has done good things in his life that he feels like he can do these things to younger women. I mean, obviously, this is a huge problem in society anyways. But it just...
I don't know if they were younger. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea how old they were. I have
right.
no idea who they were.
His
so
wife was
anything.
Just out of college. This was her first job when they met
right.
on the job.
But in all... Okay, so even if they weren't younger,
yeah.
they're
employees.
They're below you in power rankings at your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're choosing to ask them out, one... at a professional setting, which mm-hmm. isn't appropriate anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, sometimes coworkers date and stuff like that. It happens. But it just skeeves me out.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it that just feels so gross to me. And I don't know if Melinda helped him keep up this personal public image because they were doing such great things. And she was like, listen, I don't want the world thinking you're a scumbag for doing these things. So I'll have your back and I'll do these things for you. But
so here is what I think about that. He never, and at least that I know of, it doesn't seem like he wielded his power of revenge, power of revenge at people
doesn't
that he
okay,
asked out.
Though.
So to me,
what do you mean power of revenge?
So if he, let's just say Kennedy works for me, right?
Yeah.
And I ask Kennedy out on a date. She says no. And then all of a sudden I demote her. I move her to another department. I affect her career path.
Right.
It appears we haven't heard of anything like that.
He didn't retaliate.
He's asked somebody as an adult, would you like to go on a date? If not, no big deal. And they say no.
He didn't say no big deal, though. He said pretend it never happened.
Pretend it never happened. Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, I think that it makes a very uncomfortable atmosphere, Carson. Yeah. And I think that you don't understand this because you're not a woman. And I'm just going to, and that is what it is, that to have someone who is older than you, perhaps, in a position of power above you,
right,
to say something like that to you changes your relationship. In other words, I feel that you no longer look at me as an employee who does her job. Mm-hmm. You look at me as someone you want to have sex with. Mm-hmm. And that completely changes my dynamic with you and forever will make me feel uncomfortable because you thought about me naked.
You don't want to be in a room alone with them.
Right.
You know?
So that, I think that is the...
And so, and again, you're right. It might, maybe it's a male female thing. I don't know because there have been people that I have worked with who I have dated.
Right.
There was a salesperson that we worked with, obviously not my boss or anything like that.
Sure.
But we broke up and we still both worked in the same place after we broke up. And it was like we both. It didn't affect our relationship at all, one way or the other.
But you were not in a position of power for her. You were not her boss. You weren't even in the same department as her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bill Gates, regardless if he was your immediate boss, he was everybody's boss.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be like if the president of our company asked me out on a date. Mm-hmm. It would be fucking weird, and it would make me feel incredibly uncomfortable, and it would affect me.
100%.
Yeah.
Annie, do you think the verbiage is a real sticking point for you? Because you keep bringing that up. If he just said, hey, you want to go on a date? If not, totally fine. Would that have made a slight difference for you?
Yeah, I think him saying, pretend it never happened, really grosses me out. Because it's just, then it's putting the responsibility on the woman to be like, well, you know, just like don't tell anyone. Keep it hush-hush. Mm-hmm. Like, I just...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. And it's unfortunate that it was happening for so long and now we're just learning about it. And I'm not saying he should be like...
Right. Well, it's probably, you know, his...
Curse
wife.
Him,
it sounds
but
like, yeah.
It's gross.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
He wasn't like assaulting people.
No.
He wasn't whatever. But at the same time,
he was taking a shot.
Right.
At people that were...
But you have to realize at a certain point in your life when you're in a certain position, you can't do that anymore. And just tough shit for you. Go find somewhere else.
Mm. You're also married.
Yeah, but you don't know, again, the relationship. It seems like there was some stuff going on.
Maybe.
You know? I think billionaires just do generally whatever they want.
I mean, the fact that he was going away on vacation.
Cis white men do whatever the fuck they want. Yes.
Especially if you have...
I think that's a slight generalization for all white men.
Yes.
No. I feel that we don't see the people who have been most egregious in this have been that.
I'm
not saying all
of
you.
Sure.
Please don't link yourself in with them. That's not what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm just saying it has set a precedent in this world that if you are a man in a position of, if you are in a position of power.
Sure.
Right. I just feel when there's women that are in a position of power, like Erica, who's the CEO of Barstool, woman. You don't hear her coming on to a young Barstool intern. Do you know what I mean?
So here is what I think is going to happen eventually, because I think you are seeing finally where it evens out. So we see more women. We see more people of color. And I think as you see that in those roles, I think you're going to see it's going to end up the same number because we're flawed as humans.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, I think.
If I became the president of this company, I've had to live my whole life dealing with this shit. Do you know what I mean? And so therefore, I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't because of your experience now, but fast forward to 100 years from now or 200 years from now.
Do you honestly think that this behavior will continue, that we can't be better as humans?
I think we're just going to say we're bad humans
and we're just always going to do it?
Yeah, I do. I think
that's
we're all flawed.
That's a terrible thing to think.
It's not a terrible thing. If you acknowledge it, we're just all flawed.
If you acknowledge
we can't
it's
hold
okay
people,
to be bad?
Do what?
I don't know what you're saying.
No. I think there's always going to be people in a position of power,
abusing.
And some of them will wield that power untowardly.
Right, but to say that that's just going to happen and we should be okay with it, I feel like we're, as a country, as a community of humans, are really making changes and strides not to be this way anymore.
But it's never going to happen. People are flawed. I mean, it's just part of our DNA. That's just a fact.
And it shouldn't be part of your DNA, though, to abuse your power.
I don't know how you can fall back and say it's going to be okay. Like, that's weird to me. Like,
because
you're saying
you don't
it's
have
going to happen. Well, it shouldn't. We should be better. Every day we should strive to be better.
I agree with you. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that. Mm-hmm. But I am also pragmatic enough to understand that the world will never be perfect. And people in power will always abuse it. And whether it's cis white men now, or it's women in the future, or whatever, people in power will always abuse it. I think they will. I think they will.
I mean, I would hope as a society, with Time's Up, with the Me Too movement, with all of these things, that people are finally like, oh, maybe I shouldn't comment on my young employees' boobs every day or something.
Sure,
and
you can
be held accountable for
that's
it.
Right,
you couldn't.
Shitty people aren't going to stop existing.
Right.
We can hold them more accountable.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, I think we've already made strides.
Oh, no, 100%.
Definitely. I mean, it's just going to, it has
100%.
To keep.
I think about,
10 years ago, it was a completely different world.
Right. Well, yeah, just think about the things like my mother in the workforce. You know, my mother at her office was the only woman.
Yeah.
There was 50 men there and her, and she was in charge. And she was like working in a locker room and all the sexual stuff that was going on, the things they would
and
say
to her.
And
now she doesn't have to do that anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing.
Right.
So, because that was considered okay then.
And let's go back to this or that.
Bill Gates is going to catch these hands.
That was intense.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good conversation. I think, what you got, Producer Dan?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I got super wrapped up in Bill Gates.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
It's okay.
Give me a second.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm McLem.
You had a weekend.
Apparently.
Speaking of the weekend, let's go there.
Okay.
Let's just do that. So we talked about it at the 6:15 weekend recap break, but after I left the Red Sox game with Kennedy, I got a little weird. I had a little bit of a blowout night.
Yes.
My foot is swollen and still hurts. I have no idea what I did to it.
Mysterious drunken injuries are the best.
Mysterious drunken injuries. I left my phone in an Uber at like 2 in the morning. Yep. I had to track this. I was chasing this dude. It was like the transporter, Fast and Furious ship, chasing this dude around Boston.
Yep.
And like I was in Newton. I was in Brookline Ave trying to find this guy. So let's do that. Have you ever had a mysterious drunken injury or...
Yes.
Just on a blowout night, have you ever broke your phone or left it somewhere or something of that nature?
I left my phone in an Uber like 6 times.
You invited an Uber driver into your home.
I invited an Uber driver into my home. I really love to go out drinking and have a good time. And one day we were playing Slip and Flip. It must have been like 2 4th of July's ago.
That's fun.
And I was wearing a bracelet. And the bracelet, when I went head first, scratched my arm. So I had this huge cut and bruise. The next morning, me and Dan were working because I think you guys had the day off. And I was like, Dan, I don't know what happened.
What's a slip and flip?
Okay, so flip cup.
There's video of me doing it on my Facebook.
Okay, so slip and flip. You have a slip and slide. You got two teams.
Oh, I'm out.
So we're slipping. And then flip cup is you have a solo cup.
Right.
You drink your beer. You have to flip the cup. It has to land on the other side. Then you slide on back, and then you tag your teammate. There's probably like 4 or 5 of you on a team.
That sounds just
keep it going.
Jeez recipe almighty. For disaster.
Yeah, it's the best drinking game.
We did it at my house a couple 4th of July's ago. We set up a huge tarp in my backyard and just soaked it up and put
just
the hose on it.
Oh, Kennedy.
So many diseases, I just feel like.
Oh, no,
diseases.
Not that. I would just get bruised like crazy.
It's just so like you got the saliva from your shots, and then you're jumping on the slip and slide.
You think I give a shit?
This is how we grew up, buddy. Let's not.
I know. I'm processing it as a 52-year-old man, and that is the last thing I want
to
do.
Oh, my God, no, I'm processing it as it would just hurt to slide. There's no way I can make my body do that shit.
Yeah, and my yard's kind of on a hill, so we have people go, Martin Blake's like in a fence. I'm like, yeah, you're fine.
Is it just water? Do you put oil on it or just water?
Yeah, dish soap, baby oil.
Oh, we lather that shit up.
Oh, my God, no.
Yes.
You want to get a good slide.
Yeah, you have to. And then you have like grass and your ass.
I didn't do slip and slide when I was a kid because I continuously would injure myself.
I love slip and slides are my favorite.
We greased it up so much that some people would slide too far and just crash into the table.
Yep.
Like there was no stopping.
Yep.
You got a good head of steam.
I remember one time we had a slip and slide. My dad lived in Connecticut at the time. I can't remember where he lived. Or Yeah, no, Rhode Island? I can't remember. I think it was Rhode
One
Island.
One of those places.
I know. But his yard had all these rocks in it.
Uh-uh.
And I didn't realize it. And my stepmom set out the slip and slide. And she's like, well, you go first because you're the oldest. And I go down. I'm like, and it's like the rocks are coming through. I end up gouged in my belly. I'm like, Joyce, what are you doing to me?
She's like,
where's the
bad.
Luscious grass of Florida? She's like, you're in New England. They don't have that.
Oh, my God. That hurts me just thinking about it. Ooh.
Kennedy, I can't wait to make you play slip and flip now.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't think
I've
had...
Can I have a designated slipper?
Sure. Oh.
Somebody else who could slip for me?
Yes, I'll be like your base runner.
Come on, my mother played with us, and she was like almost...
Your mother's a dope lady.
Almost 60 at the time.
I know my limits. I know my limits.
She was not slipping very well.
No.
I would be black and blue.
I was like, Ma, you're all hip. You're just kind of crashing.
It's funny. I've never had a drunk injury.
I get bruised. I bruise really easily, and I have woken up with bruises that I didn't know where they come from.
Yeah.
Never had one.
I've had a few. I've tended to a few.
Yep.
Yeah, it's never happened with me. Lana now, my wife, on the other hand.
And she bruises like a peach.
Let me tell you, her and Nantucket do not agree.
She's wearing, like, wedges on the cobblestone, like Bambi.
The problem is, because this has now happened several times, so
Really?
Our friends have a house over there, and they do a girls' weekend.
Right.
So she gets invited over for the girls' weekend, and it starts with, you know, a few drinks at the house, and then they Uber into town.
Yep.
And then they just kind of bar hop. And then next thing you know, they end up at Chicken Box.
Yep.
I hate that.
At 2 a.m. because that. And
karaoke.
Right. And then they taxi home. And when she goes to get out of the car, that's when it happens.
Mm. Oh.
Every single time she falls out of the taxi. And onto they have the white seashelly driveways.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So it's like scraped up knees, scraped up palms of her hands. She broke her thumb once.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She did?
Yes.
Holy crap, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that shit happens.
Yeah. That'll get you.
Yeah.
That means you had a good time, though.
Not me.
Does it, though?
No.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm probably not the best person to ask about this. It's usually a sign of a good time.
I mean, she kind
of
needs to use her hands for her job. I feel like.
Sometimes you fall.
Yeah, I just never had one.
What, do you know your limits like a responsible adult?
Come on.
I don't know. I think I might be one of those people that when I got that bad, I'm really good at kind of hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm that. Maybe
See,
a lot of
if
practice.
If I'm like teetering the line, I'm like, all gas, no brakes.
Yeah. Yeah, once I get close, that's when I really that's when I'm having fun. And I was like, everybody's doing shots. And I was like, that's not what you need.
The
but that's
whole
what I'm getting.
Tequila.
17 more Jamesons.
And probably an hour before that is when I have just quietly left the building.
Yeah.
And you don't know.
You stayed out one day.
I stayed out one day.
All day.
Oh, at the Splash.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't all day, honey. Yeah. I left at like 7.
I'm like, all day.
That's definitely one of my main issues is when I should be ramping down, I'm ramping up.
Same.
And that always bites me in the ass. What about you, Kennedy? Mysterious drunken injury?
I have, but more because I just forgot it.
Right.
Because I'm very absent-minded with that sort of a thing. But as I say, I've woken up many times with
bruises.
Bruises and bumps that I don't what happened.
Right.
What happened?
But because I'm very pale, so it shows if I have one.
Gotcha.
That's true.
What about sober? Have you ever broken a bone in your life? You seem like you don't break a lot.
I've never broken a bone. Yeah. I mean, I've broken toes. I don't count those, though.
Oh.
Because they're really not.
How'd you break your toe?
Running and falling.
Oh.
And falling. But no, I've never been to the emergency
room. Yeah, all my broken
bones
have been sports related.
Yeah.
I broke my ankle one time skateboarding. I think I was a senior in high school.
Oh, God, I can't imagine how much that would hurt.
Those skateboarding injuries are gnarly.
Nasty.
I watch those videos sometimes.
And I did it skateboarding. I didn't know it was broken. And I was on A1A, just like
Beachfront Avenue.
That's it. And just so I skateboarded home. And I got home and I was just like, it was really bad. So I just iced it and I put it up on the couch and my mom came home and she's like, what's going on there? I was like, oh, I fell on my skateboard coming home. And she said, take the ice pack off. So I took it off. She's like, you know that's broken, right?
Oh, how did you not know it was? Because it was so swollen, you didn't know yet?
Yeah, it was like really.
Not a compound fracture, though. It wasn't sticking out.
No bones sticking out or anything like that. She's like, you need to go to the hospital.
Oh, so your mom's better than mine. I broke my wrist playing street hockey.
Yeah.
And I came home, and I was like, I think I broke my wrist. And my sister-in-law at the time, she's not my family anymore, but she was like, it's not broken. And she was grabbing it and swinging it around.
No.
And then we went to the movies.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I had a broken wrist. And then like 2 days later, they finally took me to the doctor and he was like, yeah, you need a cast. I was like, I've been telling y'all it's broken.
No.
This might be a topic for another day.
Gave me an ace bandage and we went to the movies.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Leave a review.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.